that music can mean one thing, and one thing only.
I have no idea what it can mean. What does it mean?
It means Trevor Maddich is
there you
with
go.
Us. Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskin analyst, former Redskin snapper. Trevor, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary. Hello, Vince.
Good morning.
So you're in a good mood today, right?
Oh, it was a big victory. Big victory.
Yeah, the 23-17. However, apparently the offense still a little bit of a problem, correct? They seem to have worked it out as the game went on. Rough start to the game, though.
Well, here's the rough start to the game. Here's the Redskins' first four drives. Three and out with a sack on third down. The next drive, three and out with a sack on third down. The next drive, three and out with a sack on third down. And then the next drive, pick six. Cousins throws the ball. Vontaze Burfict picks it off and scores a touchdown for the Bengals. But the bright side is at least he threw a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
The wrong team.
Well, that sure sounds like you have an offensive line problem here.
Well, part of it was when you look at those sacks, two of them were on the offensive line, clearly. The third one was on Cousins. His protection was pretty good. He had an open receiver, but I think he was so freaked out by what happened on the first two third downs, where he got sacked on both of them, that he sort of bugged out of the pocket when he didn't need to and ran backwards into where Trent Williams was blocking a guy, and he got sacked back there. So it was a real comedy of errors. Matter of fact, it was worse than a comedy of errors. It was a nightmare. Keep this in mind, that the Redskins, in those first three drives that were three and out, they had not, up to that point, gotten a first down against a first-team offense the entire preseason. Then there was the pick six, and then finally they got uncorked against the first-team offense. So the Redskins' starting offense is still trying to find some kind of rhythm. They still are not anywhere near ready for the season.
Well, it seems like they're making improvements, though. I mean, over three games, over these three preseason games, Trevor, it doesn't seem like the Redskins have improved each game. They're not going backwards. They're making incremental improvements here.
Yeah, it seems so. But, boy, Vince, you really have to look with a microscope and a pair of tweezers to try to find them. The passing game still isn't developing chemistry with anybody new. Josh Doctson, last year's first-round draft choice, who almost didn't play last year except for just a couple of ineffectual games because of injury, still is dinged by injury. And so that's a problem. They're counting on him. Terrell Pryor, who's the big free agent wide receiver acquisition from the Cleveland Browns, has looked like an all-pro in practice. But in games, there's been really very little chemistry between him and Cousins. As a matter of fact, they threw his direction four times in this game. And I'm glad that they did. They're trying to force the ball his way. But there was only one catch. Four targets, one catch. So here we are, three preseason games in, and there still is not chemistry between Cousins and the guy that is expected to be his most dangerous weapon.
Now,
at the wide receiver position.
You said that they're having a problem developing the chemistry. Can that be fixed? Is that a problem that can be addressed?
Well, not now, not in the preseason, because next week is the final preseason game, and the starters are expected to play very little or not at all. So they'll have to fix it in practice, because at game speed in the preseason games, they haven't gotten it done. Keep this in mind, that Cousins is a rhythm passer. That means he's at his best when he drops back and throws the ball to a spot at a certain time. And the receivers have to be trusted to get to that spot on time in order for it to all work. And his top two receivers, Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson, both left as free agents. So he's got a whole lot of new wide receivers to work with, and they still have not found that rhythm.
Not having a passing game has left them sort of reliant on their runners. There was some production this weekend there.
There was a little bit. They got better. Early, they didn't really open a lot of holes, but as time went on and the second quarter rolled through, the blocking for the runs got better, and they were able to get a little bit of a rhythm there. They also did a few things in the second quarter that I kind of liked, because it looked like Cincinnati was game planning. In other words, in the regular season, you have specific plays that you run based on your opponent. Normally in the preseason, you don't do that much. You just see what your guys can do. Cincinnati was doing a regular season kind of game plan. So in the second quarter, the Redskins pulled some tricks out of their hat.
Yep.
And what really got them going was a zone read by Kirk Cousins, where he ran a college play, kept the ball, and ran himself, and it worked really well. And so that kind of thing, the Redskins were saying to Cincinnati, look, if you're going to do it, we're going to do it.
All right, well, let's see if they can take the remaining time they have and get this team together before they face off the Eagles in the season opener. Trevor Maddish, thank you very much for giving us a breakdown.
All right, thanks, guys.